Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Chicks?
I'm listening.
Girlhood is alive and well because I was on the tube, and when I got on the train, it was myself and one other girl and a bunch of men. So me and this girl exchanged, you know, a little knowing smile at each other because we were obviously the only girls there, and it was past midnight, and obviously we were on our own.
Tough luck. You be aight, nigga. You tough, right?
And she got off at a stop, a few stops before me. And when she got off, she said to me, be safe. And I could have cried right there.
Nobody's thinking about you bitches. Nobody on that train. Not one.
Not one single man.
See, this is the mentality you have when you think the whole world revolves around you. This is a very stupid TikTok. And you have a very stupid brain.
So sweet. And then I said to her, please get home safe. So whoever you are, if you're seeing this right now, I hope you got home safe. And you know what? Girlhood is strong.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Okay, but where are you coming from? A booty call? Hanging out at the club half-dressed around a bunch of men? Why do y'all make those decisions? Why do college girls go around a bunch of frat boys and get drunk? You ever wonder that? Since you guys are so concerned about your safety and men are so dangerous, why do you walk the streets at night half-dressed then?
I'm not answering that.
Just, you know, something to make you go, you know? I swear they're mostly all full of shit.
There's a movement of guys who don't really want to put a whole lot of effort in because they've been burned before. And I really think that they are terrified out of their minds to give effort when they don't know if it's going to hurt them or not.
Absolutely.
And I really think that this is not going to go very well for them. Because I know guys just want to be loved. Guys just want to be accepted. They want to be cared for. And if they would put a little bit of effort in, I know girls will step up to the plate and be like, well, let me take care of you. Let me love you. Let me show you all the things.
Absolutely not.
No. If you actually had character, a man could just be himself and do something very basic, like take you out to the park, feed the pigeons. See, when she says effort, I got a feeling she means jumping through a bunch of hoops. If women were decent human beings, men wouldn't have to jump through hoops to get them to treat them with love, care, nurturing, and all that. And are you telling men your age to do all this? Because men your age are completely done. They've been through the ringer already. They know how this story ends most of the time. And the juice just isn't worth the squeeze with you bitches. Especially if you have TikTok pages.
What?
Yeah.
Man, look at, man, hell no.
They already put the effort in since they were 15. And it has never paid off. And women are worse now than when they were 15. So why would they think it's going to pay off now? Just makes no sense. And you women are screaming, put in effort, but the dudes who clapped your cheeks since you were 15, they have to put little to no effort in.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
And after further research, you know, men have realized them not putting effort in is what made you throw the cheeks at them. Because they wasn't paying attention to you. They had something better to do. And it wasn't you. And that's why you effed them. Because they was mysterious. Yeah, all the mystery goes out the window when a guy putting in a whole bunch of effort. So once again, never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, take life advice, dating advice, any advice from women.
What? How stupid would I be to do that? Is this camera on me?
Yes.
But they are so terrified to do that because they've gotten burned before. There's a movement of girls that expect guys to do everything for them. And I do think that we are the prize. I do think that we deserve a lot.
What the fuck? Why?
How the fuck are you the prize? You're literally depreciating liabilities that are getting older, fatter, and witchier every year that goes by, every day that goes by. And a lot of times men are getting wiser, more experienced. Men actually do try to work on being a better person at a certain point in their 40s and 50s if they didn't do it to that point.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but I'm pretty sure that the love of your life wouldn't ruin your mental health and then blame you for it.
I wish women would stop blaming their mental health issues on men. It literally is just your brain. You were gonna go mental no matter what. If you had the best man in the world, you were gonna go mental because your looks faded. You used to be young and, well, you used to be young. I'll just leave it at that. But now you're old. You got blonde hair. You don't look like you're fat, so you probably had dudes on you. And now the attention has faded. And your life will never be what it was when you were 22, because that's a woman's peak. And she's always going to blame the man for that. But really, she should blame God. And it's always a red flag when an old woman is still speaking in fairy tale terms. Love of your life and all this. Look, just pick a halfway decent man, suck him, cook for him, and shut the fuck up. That's happily ever after for a woman.
I'm deleting our dating apps because Bumble and Hinge, they're just terrible apps anyways. They trap you on there, but that's beside the point. I say we start hitting on people in public, okay? Whatever your fancy is, just hit on them in public.
What the fuck was that?
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Hey folks, you tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos, as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
Whatever your fancy is, just hit on them in public.
No, because they're going to be absolutely terrified. And they're going to think you're about to rob them. Ma'am, just keep to yourself. That's all I'll say. And what is tattooed? Okay, who is tattooed on the front of your neck? Is it Medusa? What's going on? Is it Diana Ross? I mean, it's probably not Diana Ross based on your aesthetic. But it looked like a black lady with a fro. But what do I know?
I don't have to be creepy about it, but like, hey, are you single? They say yes or no. And then, you know, if they say yes, then you say, you want to meet up and like hang out? Can I get your number? And then, you know, other way, if they're like, no, I'm married, in relationship, whatever, you just say, okay, have a good day. I think you're hot. I mean, what is the worst that can happen? They turn you down? Okay. It's a numbers game at this point. That's what I've learned in sales. Just keep it going. I just told this hot guy, it triggered me because I was like, damn, say something, Tara. But I ain't looking my best right now, and I was like...
That's the understatement of the year.
I was like, he probably thinks I swing the other way completely, but I only swing it halfway.
Why does that not surprise me?
If a woman tells you that she's bi, she's only good for the night and then say bye. Women are already chaotic and a mess. I don't need some chick who doesn't know if she want pole or hole. That's too much convoluted mess for any man to deal with. On top of her normal crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at him, and he was wearing these like really thick like worker pants, and he worked for ONG, which is like a gas company here in Oklahoma, and he had like those thick steel toe boots on. I was like, damn dude, you're hot. He had a nice beard, like he looked good, you know. And I almost was like, are you single, man?
You get nothing, you lose. Good day.
Living proof that who you're attracted to is not a choice. Send this to your weird grandma, grandpa, whoever lives in 1920 still and thinks that's a choice. Fear it's not.
You're right, it's not a choice. You're attracted to who you're attracted to. Who you decide to mess with is a choice. Deciding to get over this fairy tale that you're going to get some tall, hot guy with a great job and you guys live happily ever after, that's just not real life, even if you do lock down a tall, hot guy with a good job. There's going to be a lot of downsides to being with him, too. So getting over the Disney bullshit is a choice, though. Getting off your fucking high horse is a choice. Damn degenerate. Nice tattoos.
Get off of your high fucking horse and realize ain't no prince coming for you. You ain't getting ready walking to a motherfucker rolling out the red carpet for you.
It's 2024 and I'm still attracted to men. Unfortunately. Men are so kind and so smart and so emotionally intelligent and so hot and so hard. If I had the choice to not like men, I would.
That is the biggest lie ever accepted by society, that women are nice. Generally speaking, women are not nice at all, and men can be huge a-holes, but I'm still putting my money on men generally are more nice than women. Like, that is such nonsense.
I'm gonna record because I don't know what's about to happen, but I'm leaving this guy's house, and the whole time he was shish kebabbing it from the back, I felt like I was gonna sh an egg or something. gotta get the f*** out of here.
Nasty bitch.
That girl's bathing suit is so cute. Her body's insane. Oh my god. Did you just pull... There's no way you just pulled your sunglasses down, Dan.
What? No, I didn't.
You just pulled your sunglasses down to look at that
no,
girl.
No, I thought I saw a shark. I couldn't actually
a
see...
A shark?
Yeah.
You want to go check out and see if there's a shark right now?
I swear
Let's
I
go.
Saw...
Never become a bumbling idiot like this. Be like, yeah, I looked. And I'll look again if she walked by again. Deal with it. Sometimes you gotta drop your nuts on them like that.
Hell yeah.
You know, I think there's a special kind of irony that the more people there are in the world, the higher the population, the less you wanna deal with people. I don't know, it's some sort of weird equation, right?
You don't want to deal with people, but you still want to show off your boobs to get attention from men.
You don't find that suspicious?
And you have a TikTok account, so you're looking for attention there as well. I got a feeling you do want some type of interactions from people. Maybe not coming up and talking to you, but you definitely want something from them. Their eyes, if nothing else, I guess. I just don't believe what you're talking about. You seem like the type to curse somebody out just to entertain yourself.
More people, more.
Yep, violent.
Hi.
How about you put less attention into your looks, less effort into your looks, and just look homely? Just look regular, wear hoodies. You know, so people don't want to come up and talk to you, specifically guys. Yeah, you're not going to do that, though.
Why is everyone... So many things I want to say.
You're an idiot.
What are you, retarded? So he, I know you're not retarded, but what are you, Down syndrome?
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.